coming up with the morning light.
Tom Robinson Band wrapping up that set of music to 4-6-8 Motorway. Also in that set, some brand new music from Lanny Flowers from his brand new CD that just came out called Flavor of the Month with Where Did All the Fun Go? Played something from the Thorns. The Thorns was kind of this, we'll call it a pop super group because it featured Matthew Sweet, Pete Droege, and Sean Mullins. I heard I Told You from that release. Came out back in 2003. And The Gothies by request. Some requested Gothies with their version of the Funboy 3's The Lunatics Have Taken Over the Asylum. And that wraps up this encore presentation of the Viva La Mock radio program. My name is Paul. I am the Mockster. I invite you to tune into my live show each and every Friday evening. But if not, you can tune in for an encore presentation each and every Tuesday from 2 until 4 and at various other times throughout the week. Don't forget, if you have a suggestion you want to reach out to me, you can always do that by dropping me an email at wrctrequest@gmail.com. As always, thanks so much for listening.
No one wants to be a victim of a vehicle theft, but an alarming number of drivers are leaving themselves vulnerable. Keys and fobs are being left in unattended vehicles, making it easier for thieves to hop in and take off. This is especially true in winter months when owners leave their vehicles running to keep them warm. Don't make it easy for thieves. Lock your vehicle, set the alarm, and take all keys or fobs with you. Never leave a car unlocked and running. If you know something about a vehicle theft, call us at 1-800-TELL-NICB. A public service message from the National Insurance Crime Bureau.
You are listening to 88.3 FM, WRCT Pittsburgh. My name is Paul. This is my little radio show called Viva La Mock. And you've been listening or hearing me. I'm hoping you've been listening. But if you've been listening over the past few weeks, you've been hearing me play a lot of stuff off of the new 4019s album. It came out earlier this year. Well, guess what? The 4019s, I've been telling you, are coming to town. And it's right around the corner. And what better way to talk about the shows, where they're happening, what's happening, is why not ask the 4019s themselves? Right now on the phone with me is Nick Z from the 4019s. Hey, Nick.
Hey, Paul. How you doing, buddy? Great to be on your show.
Hey, man. Great. I'm glad you could take the time, and let's pump up these shows you've got. You're kind of doing a mini, Western PA tour, because you've got like three dates in our backyard. For example, on Friday, August 26th, you're out at Beaver Station out in Beaver, and that's a show you're actually playing with Joe Grushecki and the House Rockers. How awesome is that? And then on Saturday, the 27th of August, you're doing it's a early evening, a late afternoon gig, I believe. It's outdoors. It's out at Woolly Bullies. That's in New Brighton. I think you told me the show time for that is 5 p.m. and some guys from Inner Groove Records will be out there DJing and spinning some records. So that sounds like a lot of fun. And then on Sunday, you're down on the North Shore playing Stage AE, part of the tailgate party that they do before Steelers games. And that, I know you've done that before, and that's always a blast. And that's just so exciting that there's these three dates, three opportunities to catch the 4019s this weekend. Now, before we get into anything, I want to talk about the fact that the 4019s are an LA-based band. That is a pure and simple fact. However, you, Nick, you have roots right here in Western PA.
Right. In the early 80s, I was working at a place called the Dark Room downtown by Point Park. A lot of your listeners may remember or worked there at one point. And that was like ground zero for at least for me and a lot of the Pittsburgh punk scene guys from the Five, the Cardboards, Car Sickness. Oh, man, everybody worked there. And that was like the place, you know, so I got to get introduced to that scene. My sister worked there, and that's how I knew about it, because she used to take photographs and stuff from with all those bands. And then I moved to L.A. a couple years later and got involved with that scene. But I always look back at that Pittsburgh scene because that was where my roots were and what formulated my outlook on everything, you know.
Now, your latest album, New Roaring Twenties, came out on the Big Stir record label. And this was, if my research shows me correctly, this was actually the first full length that Big Stir put out for you. Is that right?
That's correct. Yeah, we've known Big Stir for a couple years. And they started as this small label doing shows at the local venue here in Burbank. And then they started putting out records and we were able to put one out with them. And it's been doing quite well.
Well, let's talk about some of the songs that are actually on this record. So I should give some background. So the 4019s are an LA-based band with, obviously, you've got Nick, who's got Pittsburgh roots. You've got members who have, like, Michigan Midwestern roots with the band. And, like, you start off the entire album with this great track called It's For Fun. It's got this, obviously, and I think it's meant to be, it's got this Detroit swagger to it. So what was the genesis behind this song?
Yeah, you know, John Pozo, our singer, he and I go back probably like 30-some-odd years in the Leonards, and we used to come, we played a lot of shows in Pittsburgh back in those days, and it's his motto, you know, it's for fun, that's all we're living for. We're not a political band. We aspire to get people together to just have a good time and just to, you know, without sounding corny or whatever, just to relish the time you have together with everybody in every show we've ever done. You ask anyone that's seen the Leonards or the 4019s or whatever, and they always say, oh, you guys are having fun up there. So that's the impetus for that song.
Well, and let's and you said, basically it's about having, you know, good times. And the whole idea behind your name, the 4019s, is isn't it like the legalese for like time off for good behavior?
Yeah, exactly. John and Chuck, our other guitar player, Chuck, they're both attorneys. And while in court, they'd always hear this term 4019 credit. And so 49, the judge would say, time off for good behavior, you got 4019 credits. So they thought, hey, that's a great name for a band because it's all about having fun, good behavior. And every time the judge says 4019 credits, they're saying your name in the courtroom. So that's kind of their way of having a laugh in court.
Now with this, with your upcoming shows here in Pittsburgh, you've told me that Lenny from the Popular Creeps will be joining you on stage. Is that correct?
Yeah, it's correct. Every time we go either to Detroit for John and Lenny, obviously that's their home turf. Or in Pittsburgh, if Lenny's available, he comes with us. And so he's coming down to join us on guitar. And he's going to bring out extra little bit of Detroit swagger, MC5 jazz that he's known for. And we're excited, and we hope everyone else will be as well.
Well, that's great. Let's actually check out that track from the New Roaring Twenties. It's the 4019s. It's For Fun. That's what we're living for here on the Viva La Mock radio program.
Up if you go too slow. Can't watch the clock on the wall. Gotta let it out or forget it all. Too much time spent on the past. Gotta live it up, live it fast. Don't tell me it's not true. Baby, I got a tip for you. Fun, yeah. That's how I'm living for. Fun, yeah. You gotta give it just a little.
That's the 4019s with It's For Fun from the New Roaring Twenties. I actually have Nick Z from the 4019s on the phone. My name is Paul. I'm the Mockster. You are listening to the Viva La Mock radio program. We're talking about the fact that they're coming to town, playing some shows. In fact, the very first show is August 26th out at Beaver Station with Joe Grushecki and the House Rockers. That is in Beaver on the 27th, which is Saturday. You can find them doing a 5 p.m. show outdoors at Woolly Bullies in New Brighton. And then Sunday, the 28th, down on the North Shore, playing Stage AE as part of the Steeler pregame tailgate party before the Steelers take on the Lions. Now, before we played that last song we were talking about, the latest album, New Roaring Twenties. And on this album, and I know it was one of your singles you put out with Big Stir originally, you did a song with Tony Valentino of the Standells.
Yeah, we got to be friends with him. One day he came to a show to the Big Stir event, and he saw us, and he really liked John singing. He says, man, John reminds me of David Lee Roth. And John didn't see that, but he says, man, if Tony Valentino says I sound like David Lee Roth, man, that's the best compliment ever. And he wanted us to do a song. And so Late Night Radio was one of his. And he also he co-wrote with Dan Markell. And so we chose that one. It did quite well out there. So we were happy.
Late Night Radio. And take
Javier and famous DJ. And if you are one of the first callers, we will send you a signed right here certificate for free.
That's the 49th Teens with Late Night Radio off of the new Roaring Twenties. I'm on the phone. I'm actually on the phone with Nick Z of the 49th Teens. I hope you're enjoying this. Now, we've been playing selections from their new Roaring Twenties release, but before we get back to more conversation with Nick, how about we go back to their rebooted album and hear something off that?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
I don't.
That is the 4019s channeling their inner modern lovers with a 383 Dodge Charger. I pulled that one off of the 4019's rebooted album. My name is Paul. I am the Moxster. Thank you so much for tuning in. And if you just tuned in, maybe you don't realize I've been talking with Nick Z of the 4019s. Now, you guys, over the years, whether it's with the 4019s or the Leonards or some of the other bands you've played with, you guys have shared the stage with a lot of really big names. My question to you is there a dream, band that you'd be like, I would love to have shared the stage with, either someone past, present?
Well, yeah. If you were to ask John that question, he would tell you the Romantics. He's just a Detroit born and bred guy. He's like, man, I want to play with the Romantics, you know? And, for me, one day, because being a Pittsburgh guy, I'd love to do something with Joe Grushecki or the Granatis, or, you know, locally, something like that. Cause those guys were kind of the showed me what I was capable of doing if I stuck with things and just kept trucking, you know, and don't let nothing stop you. And of course, in a bigger scale, on a national scale, man, who wouldn't want to play open for the Who, man? That would be cool.
See, now, I thought you were going to say the Stones.
Oh, I was Stones too. I'd take the Stones. Yeah. I learned to play drums to Charlie Watts' Get Your Ya-Ya's Out. That was my record I listened to nonstop, man.
Speaking of sharing the stage, now there's one act that I think a lot of artists would have just given their left arm with to share the stage with, and that's the King of Rock and Roll himself, Elvis Presley. And you know, there's a couple songs on this new album that I feel like you're channeling the spirit of Elvis Presley.
Oh yeah, yeah. We wrote a couple tunes, and we with Elvis in mind, because all through the years of us, Elvis has always been a guidepost for us, you know, a marker. And we'd always do stuff in rehearsals, just having fun with Elvis, because, man, he's the king of rock and roll.
Come on, baby!
Did those tracks, and we just came up with that song on the fly. John knew exactly where to take it, so, you know, we were having fun. And one of the tunes, he even does a little marching thing like Elvis learned. He always used to say, I learned that one in the army.
Go, 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 little G-T-O-O. Yeah, go, little, go, little, go, little G-T-O-O. She'll give you everything she got. Yeah, go, little, go, little G-T-O-O. Yeah, go, little, go,
mama.
Two more tracks from the 4019s and their latest release, New Roaring Twenties. That was Go Little GTO, and before that, We're Going to Las Vegas. A couple songs where I feel that they've channeled the spirit of Elvis Presley for sure. Hey, if I haven't told you this, you can reach out to the 4019s or find them on the social medias or the interwebs or all that. Their website is actually the4019s.com. Their record label, Big Stir Records, can be found at BigStirRecords.com. And me, the Moxer, you can always just email me because you can't find me on the social medias. You can email me at WRCTRequest@gmail.com. Oh, speaking of the social medias, yeah. Those the label, the 4019s, they're on the Instas and the Facebooks and the Twitter, so you can find them there as well. But I actually need to wrap up, but I do have one more song to play off of your latest release, New Roaring Twenties, conveniently titled Time Marches On, because indeed it does, not just with life, but with this interview and this radio show as well. So, Nick, I want to thank you so much for taking the time out of your busy day to chat with me, and I want to remind all of the listeners out there that the 4019s have three upcoming shows. Friday, August 26th, out in Beaver, playing with Joe Grushecki and the House Rockers at Beaver Station. And then on Saturday, the 27th, they're in New Brighton playing Woolly Bullies, and that's a 5 p.m. outdoor show. It sounds like it's going to be a lot of fun. And speaking of fun, what's more fun than playing Stage E at a Steeler pregame tailgate party? Yeah, before the Steelers take on the Lions down on the North Shore, they'll be playing Stage AE. So three great chances to check out the 4019s. My name is Paul. I am the Moxster. And again, Nick, I appreciate your time and look forward to seeing you soon.
Okay, Paul, thanks a lot. And everybody at Viva La Mock, appreciate you guys sticking with us. And we enjoy listening to you every Friday night, brother.
I went down to the liquor store. I saw a face and I couldn't be sure. Is that you? Old friend, is that you? We rode our bikes on the streetlights. Kissed the girls and got in the fights. Is that you? Old friend, is that you? Time sure does fly by.
Hey, this is Nick Z from the 4019s. You're listening to my man, the Mockster, on WRCT, Carnegie Mellon.
Teachers shape the future. Right now, in a classroom somewhere in the United States, there's a teacher inspiring a future scientist who'll make preventing pandemics their life's work. Sharpening the mind of an aspiring environmentalist who'll help combat climate change. And generating possibilities for a student who'll be the first in their family to graduate college. Explore a career that leaves a legacy you can be proud of. Teach. Learn more and receive free support at teach.org.
What kind of family she wanted. She said, a family like yours.
Learn more about adopting a teen at AdoptUSKids.org. You can't imagine the reward. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Every year, over a million fires burn in America. Fortunately, firefighters are on the job, saving life and property. And you can be a part of it. 7 out of 10 firefighters and emergency responders are volunteers. There's no typical firefighter. Anyone can volunteer to serve their community. Volunteering as a first responder is really about having the heart and drive to make a difference where it's needed most. Your community needs you. Are you ready to answer the call? Learn more and find local volunteer opportunities at makemeafirefighter.org.
You are listening to 88.3 FM WRCT Pittsburgh and online at wrct.org.
Right with petition. I have this philosophy. Is your life worth a painting? Is this girl versus boy with different symbol? Being born is power. Scout leader, not detect this big scene. Your risk changed me hostage. Me, I'm fighting with my head. I'm not ambiguous. I must look like a dork. Me, naked with textbooks. So dig this big crux. Organizing the Boy Scouts for murderous wrong. 10 years beyond the big sweat point. Man,
it was still there ever without you. Coming back around, look, we're coming together for just a second, a peek, a guess. At the wholeness, it's way too big. At the wholeness, it's way too big. Don't wear white.
Guys, don't wear white. They don't wear white. They don't wear white. They don't wear white. They don't wear white.
Going out. time to get it before you let it get to you. Here he comes now. Stick to your guns and let him through. Everybody's coming from the winter vacation, taking in the sun and an exaltation to you. You come running in on platform shoes with martial stats to at least just give us a clue.
to eye you, but I've seen too much to try you. It's always weirdness why you dig it much too much to fry you. The weirdness flows between us, anyone can tell to see us. Freak scenes can't believe us, or can it just be cool and free us?
Kids, it's Krusty the Clown. You're listening to WRCT Pittsburgh, 88.3 FM. All right, where's my money? What? Chintzy College Station.
We got a right to the tree of life and all that love can give us. We're not afraid to shine our light. We're here to tell our story.
You are listening to WRCT 88.3 in Pittsburgh, and this is From Ipanema to the World. Thank you. and welcome to From Ipanema to the World. I am Flavio Chamis. It is incredible how many great guitar players Brazil produced. I have, in the past, made several programs focusing on a good number of them. And tonight we add to the list the guitarist João Camareiro. He was born in a town in the interior of São Paulo called Ribeirão Preto, but then moved at the age of 5 to Avaré, both in the interior of São Paulo. At the age 20, he went to Rio and lived there until 2020. He now resides in São Paulo. In his adolescent years, while living in Avaré, he played drums in a rock band.